BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
We're at your service. What can we do?
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bambaleo.
Easy radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
So much sass.
I think we're quite best friends.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
3, 2.
Radio one.
Welcome to the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for a Wednesday, which is traditionally, especially after Christmas, quite a rubbish day, but I hope this show cheers you up.
Oh no, this is a banging podcast that you can enjoy now. So much happened.
Your late night messages to Alan Shearer.
Yes,
that was on. Who at some point I mistake for Alan Sugar. It's not the same.
Very different. Although, if I could have Alan Sugar's number, the things I would do with it.
He'd block you, definitely.
I'd be blocked.
Also, we have a new generator. Voice activated. This time it's, what national treasure are you? And the awesome Meghan Trainor joins us and we play your lyrics, different song.
One!
Right, so I now have some of the interaction between Chris and his, one of his heroes, Alan Sugar.
Yeah, he's the man.
Right, why did he ever give his number to you?
Yeah, well, he's been so sound as well, like... But I do occasionally text him late at night because maybe on a Saturday I'll go and have a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
And then, did you just say Alan Sugar, by the way?
Did I say Alan Sugar? I meant Shearer.
Shearer, yeah, God, very different people.
I mean, if you had Alan Sugar's phone number, that would also be incredible.
I'd do the same, but it's very different messages.
Okay, so you started the WhatsApp convo here.
Yeah, 12:20 in the morning.
Yeah, that's right, 0021 hours. It's coming home.
Yeah. That's all I said to him as well.
And then he replied with some claps.
Claps, and then, you know, the hand up emoji, which is also the same as his celebration.
Yep. And then that was it. And then, oh, about 20 minutes later, it's coming home, mate.
No, what's great about that is it's actually 4 days later.
Oh, it's 4 days later.
But at 20 to 1 in the morning,
yeah.
I've gone for it again. I've put, it's coming home, mate.
Sorry, because the first one was midnight 21. I saw the next one as midnight 38, but you're right, that was 4 days later. Then he puts, I hope so, man.
Yeah. So this is the extent of the conversation's gone, but that's fine for me. That's lovely. And then I've sent you this other one that I got, and it was totally out the blue.
Yeah, he puts, you getting married?
Yeah.
And you put, yes, mate, who would have thought, eh? And then he puts, do you mind if I tweet this? Why would Alan Sugar want to tweet about you getting married?
I don't know. And I'm still to this day a little bit puzzled about, maybe it's just the idea that someone would marry me that he's found as amusing as probably you would.
Right. And then...
You can say that.
Can I say that?
Yeah, that's fine.
What, the bit where you say, I'm 100% punching?
Oh, yeah, no, oh. I meant his message above it.
Oh, it's still not too late, mate, to call it off. Sorry, I shouldn't have read out the punching bit. Sorry. And then my other favourite bit, which I don't have the rest of. Hello, mate. Organised my best mate stag do for Newcastle this weekend. Any advice? Was there a reply to that?
Yeah, he sorted us out.
Did he?
Legend.
Amazing. Yeah.
One! Scott Mills.
It was all about the Disney generator over Christmas and New Year. Yesterday on the show, we were able to tell you what Love Island cast member you were. The tech nerds here at the BBC worked out a generator using voice recognition. So it hears your voice, and from your voice, it can work out exactly which cast member you were.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain this is going to be the one that makes us millions. Actually, I think it's a genius idea. The nerds here have created it. I think we can bring this out on the show quite often. What's amazing, though, Scott, is we can do different themes for the generator.
Mm.
So the generator can pick up on your voice, and then yesterday's theme was, what Love Island contestant are you? Today's can be something different.
Well, today I thought we'd do, what national treasure are you? Because it's now the technology's in place, we can use any subject, really. Do you want to find out what national treasure you are?
I do. What is a national treasure, then? Could be the Queen, all the way down to... Are we talking about celebrities that are just really synonymous with being British? But they can be a bit crap as well. Not the Queen, obviously. I'm talking like Gemma Collins.
I think it can be anyone from the Queen down to Gemma, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, so should we spin it?
Yeah, I'm fascinated to see who I am.
Okay.
Am I going first?
Yeah, let's find out who you are.
Talisa.
Talisa, yes, great one.
Happy with that?
Female boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't what I was expecting.
Is a national treasure, though.
Yeah, yeah, fine. No, I'll take that, actually. Talisa, could be worse.
My go?
Your go.
Damon Holmes.
Oh, yes, I'm happy with that. Absolute legend in my eyes.
That's a great one. That is great. You're lucky there.
Did I ever tell you the time I went up to him at the ITV Christmas party?
No.
I made a fool of myself.
What did you say?
I was a bit whooped, and I wasn't bad. I just professed my love for him a lot. I told him that he was, like, my idol.
But that's okay. Like, that's, although embarrassing for you, I'm sure he's used to that.
Yeah, but he was doing that kind of like, yeah, great, thanks very much, move away. What a nice man, though.
Well, let's go to Tom Rayner. He broke this story for us this morning. He's in A Man in Jordan.
Yes, I'm Eamon Holmes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, so this works by voice recognition. We've got our national treasure generator here. Which one are you? Hi, Toby.
Hello.
Are you ready to find out what national treasure you are?
I am.
Who would you like to be?
I'd like to be Noel Edmonds.
Why?
Well, because he's got the best job in the world.
Deal or no deal?
Yeah, I'd love
job.
It.
I don't think deal or no deal even on anymore.
Nah.
No, it's not.
So seagull there, mate.
It's right above my head, yeah.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Watch out, because they're vicious.
Okay, so Dreamworld, Noel Edmonds.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
And anyone you wouldn't want to be?
David Attenborough.
What do you mean?
Well, he goes, he has to travel around the world, which I hate. He has to go to cold countries, he's got to stay in heat all the time, dangerous animals.
Right.
Well, doesn't get any worse
than
that.
He's not really that near them.
No, but he used to do it when he was a young man.
Yeah. True that. Do you hate Sir David Attenborough?
I hate him, yeah.
No one, no. Nobody hates David Attenborough, nobody.
No, I do. I'm sorry.
What is it about him? There's nothing to not like.
Well, his voice isn't that good. It's a bit overrated.
Seagulls are fighting back against you. They've just heard.
They don't agree.
The bad words said about their master.
Yeah.
We've never met anyone that hates David Attenborough before.
I actually don't believe you.
No, I'm not a fan. He's overrated.
Amazing. Overrated. Oh. You're amazing.
Wow.
I don't agree, but
no.
The idea...
No one agrees.
It's a very much an unpopular opinion.
Mm. And you're not a fan of travelling?
No.
Right. Well, do you go on a holiday, or...?
I've never been on a plane.
Hang on a minute. Have you ever been on holiday?
No.
How old are you?
28.
That's amazing. So you've never... Where do you live?
Aberystwyth.
Have you ever been out of Aberystwyth?
No.
What I like is that you've got a vibe about you where it seems you don't actually want to leave there. You don't actually want to go anywhere else.
No, I like my seagulls.
Fair.
Do you ever think about expanding your horizons at all? Like
Swansea?
Bit of a risk for me.
You been there?
I've been there, but I couldn't do it.
Quite far.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cardiff?
Cardiff? Yeah, no.
Quite far from you, actually.
Yeah, I've got an uncle like you. He just loves... He loves Leeds, right? He lives in Leeds. He sees no reason to go on holiday. He eats the same food that he... Do you know what I mean? He's got no interest in expanding that line around his life there.
And also, also, until a few years ago, you were kind of like that as well.
Yeah, I'd be honest, I'm still not a massive fan of holidays. Like, I'm not mad into it. I know you love it. It's a lot of money for something like, it's not even a money thing. It's like, I'd rather spend the money on other things.
Yeah, I like the comfort.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, anyway. I know you don't understand. Well, very quick question then, just whilst we've got you here. What is the most exotic thing you've ever eaten?
Pineapple.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I suppose so. That's a good answer, actually.
Right, so let's find out what national treasure you are on the national treasure generator. Are you ready?
I'm nervous, yeah.
Okay,
go on.
Good luck.
Nadine Coyle.
Nadine Coyle?
Yeah.
Are you joking?
No.
I'm a bit disappointed, a bit underwhelmed. It's kind of ruined my...
Do another one.
...decade. Yeah, go on.
Sir David Attenborough.
No way.
What? David Attenborough?
Wow, what the chances of that? It's saying, really, that your personality is very similar to the big man.
No way, I can't do it. You've got to redo it again.
Well, we'll do it again. Baldy. See what comes up with this time.
Sir David Attenborough.
No. Still David.
Again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Clearly
picked up. Well, that's it.
All right.
I'm going to have to be David.
Well, you are going to have to leave Aberystwyth now.
I am. It's going to have to
happen.
Point,
yeah. All right.
Oh, well.
Anyway, that's the national treasure you are. Thanks, Toby.
Thank you, Scott.
99.9% of people would have loved being Sir David Attenborough, and he's like, nah.
Scott Mills.
TJ, what national treasure do you want to be?
Oh, I'd love for it to be Lewis Capaldi or James May, I reckon.
Okay. An eclectic mix.
Yeah, eclectic mix. I know they're two quite opposites. You know, I'm a bit of an old man at heart, but I feel like I enjoy Lewis Capaldi. He's quite funny, and I think, yeah, I'd do similar silly stuff that he's done, so yeah.
All right. Anyone that you're not keen on being?
Oh, Lewis Hamilton.
Why?
I know it's double Lewis here. He's just so cocky and like, you know what I mean? There's just something annoying about him. He just wins all the time. He's just annoying. And he's just, when he loses, he's a real sore loser.
One of Britain's greatest ever sportsmen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's hoping that you don't get Lewis Hamilton after what you just said, but let's spin it for you.
Sir Tim Berners-Lee.
Mmm.
Who's that?
It's the man who invented the internet.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't even know who he was.
Yeah, don't you remember him on the Olympics opening ceremony? He was on there.
Who watches that? Who watches that?
What do you mean, who watches that?
The
everyone.
The opening ceremony everyone. Is one of the greatest things ever on TV. Millions of people.
Nah, you watch the actual Olympics.
Right, how are these people getting through today?
It's like Weirdo Wednesday.
What's going on? Scientist Sir Timothy Berners-Lee.
Literally never heard of him. What's he like as a guy?
Great guy.
900 million people watched the opening ceremony on television. 900 million.
And you weren't feeling it.
And many don't. 6 and a bit billion don't.
Wow. Okay, cool. Are you happy with your generator or do you want to go again?
Let's try it again. Let's go for someone I know.
Dame Judi Dench.
Oh, now that's good.
That's a great
that's
one.
That's good.
Happy with that?
Yes, she's classy.
One more.
John Barrowman.
John Barrowman. Oh, he was a legend on I'm a Celebrity. It was him on I'm a Celebrity, wasn't it? Now you're making me think.
He was on I'm a Celebrity, but I think it was a couple of years ago.
Mm. He's a good all-rounder, John.
Yeah, it was funny. He always brought energy to the camp, which is always needed, isn't it?
He's on Dancing on Ice now.
Is he?
Yeah.
I haven't really watched that either, and I'm sure there's millions that watch that, but...
Yeah, there is. Well, it's quite a lot, yeah. Not as many as the Olympics, but yeah.
900 million. You did well with Dench, though. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah, that was good. Better than GC.
Can you just compare Dame Judi Dench to the GC? I think he did.
Scott Mills. BBC. Radio. One!
Right, are you ready for Bambaleo?
Amor de compraventa. Amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Mike, the window tinter's been on. He's got tints. And Christine and Hemel Hempstead, they want Mike from the Who game over Christmas. Mike, are you still alive?
Yes, I'm still alive. Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Semolina. Getting off in the back row of the cinema.
Some more, Mike?
Yeah. Michael!
Getting a stitch!
I hope he calls back. Sam in Manchester wants this bit of the Peter Crouch innuendo bingo.
We're going to start with BBC Radio Cornwall. And I think listener Margaret may have messaged the wrong show here.
Oh, hang on, we just had a text message here. My name is Margaret, and I have a lovely pair of thick beef curtains.
He's in.
Now you can't stop me with beef curtains.
David in Doncaster wants this energetic Spurs fan.
I'm very happy. Energy. I wonder why. Last night I heard a lot of people talking in regards to the sacking of Pochettino. But this morning, energy. Mourinho, hello. Welcome to Tottenham.
Ryland superfan Steve, please, says Dan in Macclesfield. What body part has Ryland had reduced?
Steve.
Yes?
Steve, penis.
No, this is not the answer.
Steve.
Go on.
Penis.
Becky and Scunthorpe wants Dion Dublin and the Stairs to Bedroom compilation.
Where do we start? You've got stairs going up to your bedrooms. On my right hand side, you've got the stairs going up to the bedrooms. There's your stairs, straight in front of you, going to the bedroom. Stairs just there, going up to the bedroom. Got your stairs going up to the bedroom.
John in Sheffield wants our caller Sophie yesterday getting mad because she got Megan Barton hard on the Love Island generator. Meg is your least favourite, right?
Yeah, she
okay.
is.
OK, Chris, spin it.
Megan Barton Hanson.
Oh,
my God, no, I don't know. No, I don't like her. This is ridiculous.
All right. And finally, for Carly in Cardiff, best bit of TV of the decade, I'm calling it now.
The 2019 book entitled No One Is Too Small to Make a Difference is a collection of speeches made by a Swedish climate change activist. What's her name?
Sharon.
Greta Thunberg.
Five-star gap, says Stephen from Suffolk, straight.
No.
Let's not do that again.
No. Here we go, though. Halfway through the week, this is what we do, a little dance to celebrate Hump Day. Energy.
Energy. Hello. Look, there's Ash and Elliot driving from Southampton to Portsmouth delivering wigs for bald people. Paul, the straight plumber in Ashford. Sam in Somerton. Seth bumbling in his car. He's going to Poland with the boys tomorrow. And Mark, both straight, laying bricks.
Dewey from Grimsby doing a little bumbleo in the kitchen. Hashtag beef curtains.
Felix and Droitwich. He's a decorator. Nath out with Louis on a roof rather in Westfield.
Oh, we need some more girls in here.
Yeah,
too
where's
many
the
man.
Girls?
Too many man.
Oh, here are. Here's Ruby driving around the New Forest. Kelly, that's a girl from Worthing. Bambolea. Amy, bumbling in the office. Jack, gay, Southampton. Normally in Winchester.
Hello, Katie, having a little bumbleo.
Susan in Miami, energy.
No money.
Beth in Bristol, sat bored at her desk, but she's just handed her notices in and she's going travelling for 6 months.
Oh, that's massive. Chloe on the way to work. She's got a little meeting in Dorset. Says, pray for me.
Hello, Ricky, with the dogs. Dominic, dancing away at work in the kitchen.
Hello to Emily, she's straight and she's riding a horse right now.
And Josh is gay and is on his break in Buckingham.
Scott Mills.
Do we know who's doing the Bond theme yet?
Oh, I don't think it's out there yet.
Surely it's Billie Eilish.
Well,
surely.
Surely people were saying not that long ago it would be Lewis Capaldi or...
Nah.
Who else?
Not quite famous enough in America yet.
Right.
I don't know, it might be.
Billie Eilish is a very good shout, though.
That's what I was just thinking. I was thinking about it last night. I was thinking, surely that's got to be...
James also, Arthur, you haven't laughed.
It won't be James Arthur. No offence, James. You never know, though. But how come, like, the movie's all done, we gave away tickets on Jam Slam to the premiere, how come it's not out there yet?
They're very good at keeping these things a secret, aren't they?
Jam Slam tomorrow is huge. You and a friend could watch the 1975 perform their brand new single live for the first time in the world here at BBC Radio 1.
Maybe it's a Bond theme.
I mean, if it was and you're here for that, then that would be great. So you'll get to hang out with the band and with Annie Mack, and you'll get to go to Radio 1, the place where you listen to every day. You'll actually be within these walls. Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Like, the 1975 could headline any festival, and you're going to be, like, right next to them. This is going to be such an intimate performance. Basically, it's just you, Annie Mack, and the band watching Matty.
Yeah, I mean, most people get to see and hear a band like that at a festival if they're lucky. You'll be able to smell them. And Annie.
You will.
That's a weird way to put it, but you know what I mean? You're that close.
That close to one of the biggest bands in the world. You must listen to Greg James tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock on Radio 1 Breakfast for your chance to win. He has three clues for you. Three clues tomorrow with Greg James, tomorrow from 8 a.m. on Radio 1 Breakfast as we try and give you something to cheer up about in the new year. Incredible prizes on Jan Slam. If you're a fan of the 1975, be near a radio, 8 a.m. tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Jess.
Hi.
Jess is a massive Billie Eilish fan, so you would be pleased if it was her doing the Bond theme, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
I think that's going to happen. Right, have you just had a puncture?
Yeah.
On what, bike, yeah. Car?
Car.
Okay, we're not the first people you've called. I hope.
No.
No, fine.
Definitely.
Okay. How are you going to deal with the situation?
I just pumped it back up again, to be honest. Fair. Pumped it back on, carry on.
So I just wouldn't know what to do.
No idea.
Up front.
I'm pretty good. That's one thing I'm pretty good at is dealing with car problems. I've probably had about five punctures in the last month.
Are you aware of my friend who had a slight car crash recently? He was fine. But rang my boyfriend, they're quite good mates, and went, I've just crashed. What number do I call? He was like, maybe the police. And he was like, what number's that? 999.
Because that's right. He was in the central reservation, wasn't he? I mean, it was it was appalling, right, that he's called your boyfriend first. But then I worry because we encourage people to call into the show and we're like, look, you can tell us anything.
Yeah.
I worried for a second here, Jess, that you'd called us first before, you know, anyone else.
Look,
but as long as you're safe and all that.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Wouldn't be the first call.
No, probably wouldn't. No.
No.
He was like, what's the number of the police? 999, actually. He was like, oh, I thought it was 911. No. I'm watching too many films. Okay, Jess, here's what I've got for you on Bangers today.
Oh, okay.
What a song.
Love this song.
Ariana Grande, Into You.
I've seen you dancing around your kitchen to this. This is like, you love this. When you're in the zone and this, it's wonderful to watch, actually. Very sexy.
Thank you.
All right, Jess, I think you quite like this one, but I'm going to offer you another song just in case you fancy it. And I've gone for old school Calvin Harris. It's not like old school when he looked like incredibly different, but this was as he was transitioning. And this is called Feel So Close. Because he had an absolute glow up, didn't he?
Oh.
Obviously, every time you mention Calvin Harris, you've got to say, oh, isn't it amazing how he turned into this beautiful, like.
But you forget, if you look at old pictures, it's, it's incredible. Just incredible.
Quite a change.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's what I like about that is I do actually think it's achievable for us all if we all put the effort in.
Yeah.
It makes it feel better for everyone, maybe.
Yeah, but you know
with
how.
The money.
You know how it happens? I was going to say.
Here comes the money. Here we go.
True that.
I've seen it happen so many times. Once that money starts to roll in, once that sweet, sweet cash starts to roll in, things change. All right, okay, what are we going for, Jess?
It's difficult. It's both very good songs. Usually I'll go with Chris, but today I'm thinking it's got to be Ariana Grande. It's got to go with Scott.
Good choice.
One Extra Talks. It's about real life stories.
It happened to me at that moment in time.
Yeah. Your life and the issues we all go through.
I didn't see any black boys that looked like me.
Topical stuff that affects us all. The place where we get open and honest.
Why are you dating? What? It's just common sense, no?
Covering topics like body image, being gay and black, hustle culture, relationships, your health, and much, much more.
They just think there's only one of us when there's like thousands of us.
We get past all the taboos so we can get to the heart of the subject.
One Extra Talks with Rhys Parkinson.
Download and subscribe now at BBC Sounds.
Actually, one of the best pop songs of the last 5 years. Ariana Grande, Into You on BBC Radio 1.
Yeah, that's fair. Actually, there'll be loads of people going, what? But I know what you mean. I think it's because we hear that song quite a lot, we don't necessarily realise how good it is.
It's so good. I do apologise to all the raging Calvin Harris fans because I would also like to have heard that. But I've not actually played or heard that Ariana track for a while.
No, it's a good shout.
Into You wins today's bangers.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass. No trouble, I'm all about that bass.
And the song that introduced us to Meghan Trainor. All About That Bass. Hiya!
Woo! Wow, that was cute.
I haven't done a Yas Queen to you for ages. How are you?
Yas Queen.
You right?
So good, Yas. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. Thanks for coming back in.
Thanks for letting me in.
Well, thanks for letting me in. So you're doing The Voice.
I am a coach on The Voice UK.
Do you feel the power in that chair?
So much power. Way too much power.
Someone told me that, I hope this isn't a plot spoiler of any kind for anyone, and you don't have to answer this, but someone told me that the chairs don't actually make a noise and they put the noise in afterwards.
I think there is no noise.
Oh.
There's no noise. I'm so sorry.
I hate TV.
I was like...
It's a lie.
Where's the...
I heard it's actually just someone on the side that presses a button on the side of the chair.
I think there's a human male that does
right.
it. Yeah.
Whoa.
No. Actually, it is triggered when you hit it.
Is it?
But right. he has to put on an overall switch of like, let the chairs move because it's very dangerous.
Do you know what I've always wondered? If you press the button and then you press it again, does it send you back?
No. Once you're gone, you're
See,
gone.
That could have been a nice twist on it as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get
yeah,
to do
like,
that and you're like, not
like,
for me. Not,
yeah, 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 JK.
I mean, obviously there's more to it than this, but it's a pretty sweet gig that just like...
it's the best job.
Fairly highly paid gig just for pressing a button, do you know what I mean? And Megan, I know there's more to it than that. Yeah, it's a good gig.
It's the best job ever.
So hang on, who are you replacing? J-Hud?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big shoes?
Biggest shoes to fill.
We want to do a bit of fun today with you, which is called Your Lyrics, Different Song.
My Lyrics, Different Song.
So imagine, you probably know them off by heart, the lyrics to the seminal hit, All About That Bass. You know that, right?
The words?
Yeah, you know the words.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. I would hope.
Do I?
No, but yeah, but I've met loads of artists that have to hit an auto cue sometimes.
Okay.
Just to remind
That's
themselves.
Just karaoke, though, isn't it?
Like, what, when an artist has the words
well,
up?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, but you wouldn't, I wouldn't know my, I don't know.
Oh,
I wouldn't
during
know
a live performance,
words.
I've done that.
Have you?
No,
yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, like you can get a monitor because like you have an hour and a half show and I'm like, dude, there's a lot of songs in here and there are a lot of new songs
that.
Or like a cover. I don't want to disrespect the song. Oh, so I'll be like, please put the words up.
Screwed up there.
I saw John Mayer do it and I was like, it's good.
Right, there we are. I think it's just like you're giving the crowd the best possible thing, right? Because imagine if you did forget.
Yeah.
Everyone's like,
and I have, and it's embarrassing.
Yeah, but surely when you forget, you just hold the mic out, don't you? And everyone sings them back at you.
Yeah, yeah. And it shows like you're not lip syncing and you're like, oh, I don't even know my own lyrics.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, I wrote
those. Do it on purpose, you know? If anything.
It's cute. Yeah, they're like, oh my God, she's normal.
And sometimes you're going to wake up and you're not going to remember the words to Champagne Problems.
You're not.
Do you know?
How do you even know that title? Crazy.
Because I loved that album.
Yeah.
Of course. Right, so we'll do it next with Meghan Trainor. I can't remember it, so can I have that on auto cue for future? What's it called? Your Lyrics.
Your Lyrics.
Your Lyrics.
Different Song.
Different Song.
Okay, if I could have that on monitor for next time. Thank you very much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Meghan Trainor, hi.
Hi.
Okay, so it's Your Lyrics, Different Song. I now have that written on an auto cue for me so I can remember it. Thanks, guys. We had an artist called Freya Ridings do this a while ago. She has a beautiful
awesome.
Song called Lost Without You.
Love.
We made it garage. Standing at the platform.
Watching you go. Oh, I love love her voice.
Yes, here we are.
It's like no other pain.
That's Inside.
She's like a singer.
Oh yeah, she sings the song.
She's so good.
So imagine.
Dang.
Imagine.
I would totally turn my chair for her.
Would you? I think the chair's already been turned. You're a bit late for that one.
Yeah, a bit late.
Do you do that a lot now? Is that the? Do you keep telling yourself?
I'm like, you know what? I'll turn for you.
I'd turn the chair for you. I'd turn for you. Right. So imagine all about that bass, but it sounds like this.
Oh, that's easy though.
Right. You could do it in like the little whisper.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Let me hear how this starts. Okay.
That's nice. It's gonna go around the chords. Wait for it. Because you know I'm all about that bass, about the bass, no trouble. I'm all about the bass, no trouble. I'm all about the bass, that bass, no trouble. Said I'm all about the bass, that bass. Hey, yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size two, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase. All the right junk, all the right places. I see the magazines working on Photoshop. We know that ain't real. Come on, now make it stop. If you got beauty, put your hands up. Every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh.
I just got lost. I was like, this is a bop.
Yeah. That messes with my mind.
Right.
That messes with my... I was so, like, I left all of you guys for a moment and was like, why is this my favorite song?
Wow.
Y'all should play that. That was fire.
I was going to ask you to do some more. I was going to ask you to do a version like Stormzy All About That Bass, Lewis Capaldi All About That Bass.
Cute.
It is cute, but why would we do that?
That was the top.
Right. You absolutely smashed
We've all turned. The chairs.
Oh, you turned for me.
No, yeah.
I'm turning now, but I'm putting the actual effect on.
Look, I can actually do it.
That's gorgeous.
This is wicked. The first time I've been able to do this with someone on the show. I will have my back to you, mate. Right.
What's happening now is Chris is... happening now is Chris has his face to the wall. This is weird. Who was it that told us that story that he walked into his mum and dad's house once and they had their faces to the wall and he was like, what are you doing? They were playing along with the voice.
Yeah, in their living room.
Shut up.
In the living
voice
room.
Playing along with it.
Imagine that you go and visit your mum and dad at Christmas, and they both have their faces to the living room wall. And they're listening to the voice and hearing the music, and then they're deciding when to turn their chair around. Yeah. Isn't that cute?
The voice fans are as faithful as Taylor Swift fans.
Okay, off you go.
God, that feels good. That's what I worked for my whole life.
Right? It was immersive.
For that.
Now you know what it's like on the other end, you know?
I'm complete.
Megan, we love you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Absolute outrage earlier. You know, like the Disney generator that's been going around all over Christmas? Chris enlisted the help of the BBC nerds and has now come up with a new generator that works on voice recognition. Yesterday it was what Love Island cast member are you? And today it's what national treasure are you? It's very clever.
It's great. It's the same as the generator, but on the radio.
Earlier, absolute outrage. So many messages coming in after Toby said this about David Attenborough.
Do you hate Sir David Attenborough?
I hate him, yeah.
No. Nobody. Nobody hates David Attenborough. Nobody.
No, I do. I'm sorry.
What is it about him? There's nothing to not like.
Well... His voice isn't that good. It's a bit overrated.
Unbelievable. That's what happened earlier. Hi, Kat.
Hiya.
Can you believe what he said?
I'm absolutely enraged. I had to text you straight away.
So many people have been saying the same. It's like, what are you talking about? No one hates David Attenborough.
The audacity. He's such a legend. I couldn't believe it. I don't know anyone that doesn't like David Attenborough.
No.
It just shows, though, it does show this, that no one can please everyone, or whatever the phrase is.
I know, but if anybody could, surely it's him.
He was our best bet. Our best bet.
You're fuming.
Absolutely raging. I was really busy at work. I had to stop and text. I was that angry.
Kat, on the generator, what national treasure would you like to be?
David Attenborough.
Okay.
Or like someone like Phoebe Waller-Bridge, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay. Should we give it a spin for you then?
Oh, yeah, I'm a bit nervous.
Anyone you don't want it to be?
As long as it's nobody from, like, The Only Way is Essex or Love Island, I'm probably going to be okay.
None of those. All right, let's see which national treasure you're most like. Spin it.
Joey, Essex.
Oh, you've done that on purpose.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you've had a shocker.
You've set me up there.
Haven't. How was I to know you didn't like anyone from Towie?
Also, I feel set up.
No, it goes by voice recognition. It's a random generator. Do you want another spin?
Yes, definitely.
Not happy with Joey Essex. All right.
The GC, Gemma Collins.
No. You're doing this on purpose,
no,
I'm sure of
it. No, we're not. Okay, let's spin it again.
Connie Huck.
Connie Huck.
I'll take it. It's better than the other two.
She's a very intelligent lady.
She is. I'm fine with that.
She was great on Extra Factor, remember?
No.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. If you liked this podcast, hit subscribe. Get it on BBC Sounds.